What?
We are back. You probably thought it was an illusion in your iTunes or your whatever. New episode of Heal Your Wounds.
What the heck? What
with Sean McLaughlin. I heard Sean McLaughlin was dead. And I heard producer Elliot was trapped in a cave in Thailand with the rest of his football team.
I was one of those.
What even is that story? Am I allowed to make a joke about that?
I assume when they're listening to this, it's old hat. And those kids have sold perfumes and books by now. It's fine.
Good for them. Welcome back. Wounded. We unite again with a bittersweet episode. This is the last episode we're ever going to do of this show.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
But there are other things going on. And we want to share them with you.
Exactly.
And we want to give you a rundown of where we are. We have a few loose threads to tie up, mm-hmm. podcast-wise.
Yep.
And what can I say? We're still livid about the Chortle Awards.
We don't want to be on a Chortle losing podcast.
No.
We want to be on something new, or maybe. Whatever that's going to be.
Whatever that's going to be.
Sure. All right. This is the fifth episode where we said it's the last one. But this one
is probably the last one.
Most likely.
Probably. We'll see you after this amazing... what's the word?
Theme tune?
Theme tune. That's, need more coffee. Am I right, Elliot? A theme tune which, Elliot, you never liked. We'll talk about this afterwards. See you soon, guys.
Well, I went to the show with you the other night. I was there with you. Held each other tight. You looked into my eyes and said, I'm leaving you. You walked away and left me wondering, what am I to do? Ticket stub, ticket stub. That's all that's left of our love.
Ticket Stub by The Speckles. Love The Speckles. Elliot never took to that band.
Did we ever discuss that we own The Speckles?
We don't own The Speckles. We obtain the rights to The Speckles.
And they are a Christian folk music troupe.
Yeah. Who I genuinely was really into for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then sort of it slowly dawned on me that all their songs were about Jesus. But I don't mind. People can sing about what they want to sing.
Yeah.
I love that theme tune. Do you not think it's a good theme tune?
I think it's very us. I think it works for the show perfectly.
And what do you mean by that, fuckface?
Because it's shit, dickhead.
I genuinely think it's an exciting song, and when it kicks in, I think our listeners are getting goosebumps.
I think
they're
very
getting blood to the head and to the groin.
It's easy to associate that with us, isn't it? Like, that's gets you pumped up for this show.
Yeah, I think it's good.
Yeah.
I think you're an ungrateful swine.
Thank you.
Is this how we finish? No, it's not how we finish. We finish
one of those classic podcast duo fallouts that everybody has.
Do they have those?
Oh, so much.
Who? Go on. Do you want to name names?
I'm not going to name names.
It's the last episode.
But if you listen to British podcasts, guys, fucking full of falling out all over the place. Everyone you love hates each other.
Yeah, they all do. They really do.
Except us.
We don't. We've grown stronger, our bond.
Yeah.
In many ways.
Yeah.
In many ways, we've grown further apart than ever. actually, I want to... Because Elliot, since the ending of the show...
Mm-hmm.
Listeners might be interested to know that whereas I, Sean McLaughlin, has gone back to my humble life, you know, a humble comedian, traveling around, you know, just trying to spread a bit of joy in this crazy world.
Okay, I'm just going to bookmark something here, but yeah, carry on.
Elliot.
Uh-huh.
Elliot has become possibly the biggest whore in British podcasting.
No, I haven't. I work in podcasts.
You have been selling your wares to anyone.
I have been helping people make podcasts and enriching the lives of commuters everywhere.
Commuters.
Yes.
What podcasts have you been on? Do you want to give them shout outs?
Well, regularly with...
regularly?
With Harriet Kemsley and Sunil Patel, Why Is Harriet Crying?
A great podcast, friends of the show.
Wonderful podcast, friend of the show. Let's say cousin of the show. Mm. It's a cousin show.
Younger cousin?
Yeah, okay.
Is it the type of cousin that you secretly want to fuck? Not that I've ever had one.
No, I don't want to fuck my younger cousin. the Comedy Score with Joel Dommett and Steve Dunn. That's a great show. Live show. Has some wonderful guests. Second series coming up soon. I'm not on it, but I pressed the buttons for it. So you're welcome, ladies and gents.
Hey, if those buttons weren't pressed, who knows how many fans of that show wouldn't be able to hear it?
Yeah.
Dozens.
No. Back to my bookmark. Humble life. Firstly,
I live a humble life.
Returning to your humble life, bullshit. Firstly, you have been whoring yourself on all kinds of podcasts.
What podcasts?
You've been on Russell Kane's one.
Yep.
You've been on Ricky Gervais's one.
Yeah.
You've been on Spotlight, the Star Trek podcast.
Spotlight, the Star Trek podcast.
Yep. You've been on all sorts of podcasts with big name TV Hollywood stars.
What Hollywood stars?
Ricky Gervais.
Oh yeah, I guess he is a Hollywood star. Yeah.
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 You're a whore.
I guess I am a whore as well, aren't I?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at both of us. Haven't we both become whores?
Yes.
Next year's Shame Festival is going to be a real disappointment to our fans.
Because they'll all be like, oh, we're not getting any, and we're covered in podcast jizz. so laddie, aren't we? We're so laddie.
Yeah, well, I guess in this era, we are recording this at the height of summer. Mm-hmm. It's July.
Yeah, we're all on heat.
We're all on heat. The England football team's doing well. Currently. Everyone's singing The Lightning Seeds and Dylan Skinner. Yep. So why wouldn't we get back into lad culture?
Yeah.
Let's go get a kebab. Let's read Loaded.
Yes.
Let's do poppers and beat up an urban.
Yes.
So I guess the key thing is now they know they're up, you know, the listeners are up to date with our professional work.
Sure.
Let's talk about our personal lives. Because what has this show ever been if not an exploration of our personal lives?
Therapy. Isn't it? It's therapy for the two people who need it.
Our listeners.
Thanks, guys.
Bob and Jill.
Yes.
What's been going on in your life? Last time we spoke to you, you had unfairly had a Chortle Award stolen from your grip.
Yes.
You had just met the Queen. What's going on since then?
I went out with your girlfriend the other day.
Who you now accept is real?
Yeah. Now, because it's the last one, I'll say, I now think you have a girlfriend now.
I had a girlfriend the first time I said it.
Yeah, well, okay. But yeah, she was doing fine.
Yeah, she was doing very fine. Where did you guys go?
She never mentioned you.
Well, she's got more in her life than me.
Yeah, I'd imagine. Yeah, we went to...
What's that supposed to mean?
We went to Pride, which is something we talked about last year, isn't it?
We did talk about Pride last year.
Yeah, when I went to my first Pride, I believe it's in the Jack Barry episode, for any of you dedicated wounded out there who want to remind yourself of that.
That was the Poppers episode, wasn't it?
Maybe. That was a big episode.
That was a big episode.
Jack Barry episode is actually possibly one of my favourite ones.
One of mine. Yeah, it was great.
I think it was fun. I think it was funny. I think it was before we both went insane.
Yeah, I think that was a good time in our lives.
Yeah.
So you went to Pride. And last year, I remember you saying Pride was a legitimate terrorist target.
Yeah, and it was too loud. And this year, I thought it was a legitimate riot target. Because it was the same day as an England World Cup match.
Yeah, it was the England got into the semi-finals of the World Cup for the first time in 30 years, yeah. 28 years, which, I mean, I'm a big football fan, so for me, this is a glorious time.
The semi-finals?
They're into the semi-finals.
They're into the semi-finals now.
Now, as of when we're doing this. Now, by the time we release this, England will have won the World Cup, undoubtedly. So we'll look back at this time as actually quite a sad period when we hadn't yet won the World Cup.
Yeah.
But
yeah, no, but I knew that you people would fucking ruin it.
What do you mean, you people?
You people.
What are you talking about?
Just a bunch of loud, drunk, overly confident, bald men going up and down London, screaming and shouting about how wonderful they are, and their day's been ruined by you football thugs.
That is why you listen. That is podcasting. Elliot, God damn it. I've missed this.
It's been great, hasn't it?
It's been great.
What have you been up to?
Nah, just, you know, humble life. Just farming.
Farming? Yeah. Farming for Edinburgh shows.
Yeah. Oh, I heard something last week. Do you remember when I saw you last week for Canada Day?
Yeah, we went out for Canada Day. Yeah.
We went out for Canada Day.
And we had some lovely booze.
Oh, fucking hell.
What was that?
Yeah. A Caesar. It's a Canadian delicacy.
And what's in it again?
It is Clamato juice. And gin and pepper. It's basically a Bloody Mary, but worse.
It was so spicy.
It was hot, yeah. My girlfriend makes them hot. I wanted to talk about this on the podcast. I remember saying this to you, what I'd overheard when I was trying to find ice. In the centre of London, I went into a Sainsbury's to try and buy ice, because we had a picnic. And as I walked in, there was a homeless man having a very intense discussion with a man who was standing up. Do you remember what he said? I don't understand what the conversation was.
Okay.
I don't understand what the context was, but I'm telling you, this is what the homeless man said. Are you seriously telling me you've never heard of Bart Simpson?
What? So the homeless man's the one who said that?
Homeless man screamed that at a man.
What could that possibly have
what
been about?
What is the context?
If you think you've got any ideas, listeners, send them in. Nobody's listening.
And also, we're not doing another episode.
No. Do you want to turn that off?
That's my ideas machine. I've just had a bright idea.
Is it for a new podcast?
Teaser! Only Jesus can. Only Jesus can. Only Jesus can help a wealthy man.
They say, look at me, I'm so high. We've had a new thing. We've had a new review.
Sorry, I'm picking my nose. What do you mean a new review?
We've had a new review.
On the iTunes. How many reviews did we accumulate in 18 months?
We've got 40 reviews. And
no,
we are a five-star podcast.
We haven't got 40 reviews.
We have now, mate.
It's not 40 ratings.
Same.
It's not a review, though.
Is it not?
There's actual reviews there, aren't there?
We've had a new rating then, because it used to be it was 39 last week.
Great. And now we're on 40?
Yeah.
Well, you've come at just the right time, whoever that person is.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
You're the one who killed it, idiot.
We were all having a nice podcast till you came and fucking ruined it.
Oh, they gave us a five as well. Really, fuck you. Where were you before?
You could have saved us.
Yeah, all lovely ones.
So it's been good.
Yeah.
We met, we became friends, had lots of guests.
Yeah.
Who was our most regular guest? Was it Harriet?
Harriet has been on two or three times, right?
She was on three times.
She was on her own.
She was on her own.
She's
on the first ever episode.
Yeah, she's on the Christmas one.
She was on the Christmas one, and then she did one in Edinburgh with us.
Oh, yeah, she did. That's three.
Yeah. Phil Gerard was on three.
Phil Gerard.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. Adam Hess.
Adam Hess did a couple.
He did two, right?
Did a couple. Sunil did a couple.
Yep.
Sunil did three.
Fern Brady did two, I think.
Oh, such good people.
We got some wonderful guests.
We had some wonderful guests, and we made some wonderful friends. But of course, we made enemies.
Mm-hmm.
Lest us forget. There's Ultimate Scrutiny.
Our official rivals.
Just for the last time, guys, we just want to say we don't like you, but my God, we disrespect you.
Absolutely.
Go fuck yourself, lads.
Absolutely.
Great podcast, genuinely.
Wonderful people.
And great people.
Yeah, but that's why we hate you.
That's what, we are jealous.
Uh-huh.
We're jealous.
Yes.
We have to get our kicks in the night. We don't get our kicks like you. You've got nice partners, nice lives. Oh, we're gonna unpack modern society in a cute way. We don't have that luxury. Okay? Me and Elliot are living in the grindhouse. We go down the docks in the evening. We suck the penises of rats just for the chance to even look a human in the eye. And don't you dare ask me to explain that sentence. Right, Elliot?
You done?
Isn't this what people want from me?
That's what I thought it was when I joined up. So the name Heal Your Wounds. Have we healed? I feel like we've changed on air, right?
Our wounds have been healed.
Yeah. I feel like in the first one, especially, I was like, little shy little boy, little boy you're trying to make me out to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I own you.
How do you own me?
Now I've got you wrapped around my ring finger, mate.
Oh, we're all friends with Joel Dommett on Facebook, mate.
I'm not. Never spoke to him. I just pressed the buttons.
Well, you pressed the buttons real good there, young man.
Yeah, we'll wait and see.
I think we did all right. I hated the show for a lot of it. And I think in many ways, that was our greatest strength and unquestionably our biggest weakness.
Yeah, I think you hated it during it. And then I think you've come to respect it since.
I've come to look back on my time producing the show and say without any shadow of a doubt that we set out with modest objectives and we failed to meet them.
We slowly kept cutting down what the show was. What was originally meant to be interviewing comedians and talking to normal people.
Yeah.
Just became interviewing comedians. And then now it's not even that.
It's not even, yeah. Yeah. It was originally meant to be this incredible life-affirming show where you laughed loads, found out loads about how the world works.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now I would say most of our listeners are probably dumber as a result of listening to this show.
I hope so. Because that's when you swoop in and just take what they've got.
Yeah.
If you want to subscribe and pay to our Patreon.
Oh, kill me. We never did that. Is that a source of pride or frustration for you? Because we probably could have made some money.
I'm fine with how I was doing it. I'm not in it for the money.
I'm not. Yeah. I mean, if you're in podcasting for the money, then baby boy.
Yeah.
You're in the wrong. Oh, baby.
Oh.
We had a good time. Some of those, Joe, I was listening to some of it a few nights ago.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to some of the episodes. We had some good times. I mean, what I think I remember is I remember recording the show was frequently an unbelievably stressful experience.
Yeah.
And I think maybe I forgot how hard we worked and how well you edited to make the show good, like to make the show flow. Because you did. We worked really hard. If I made mistakes, I admit that. Listeners, I admit that. If I could go back in time and change it, I would. But I can't. So all I'm asking you to do is just never tell anyone about this podcast. I don't want anyone to ever know. It's our secret. How do you feel about that, Elliot? Are you crying?
I didn't expect you to be sincere.
Am I being sincere?
Yeah, I think so.
What did I just say? I'm really high. Let's talk about, it's July.
Yep.
When we're recording this, I imagine this will go out either at the end of this month or maybe August.
Yeah, so
August is the Edinburgh Fringe.
Yes, Edinburgh time.
We are going to be back up there.
Mm-hmm.
Living together. For the first week, boy.
Yeah, man.
Can you believe that?
It's going to be fun. What do you like to live with?
What am I like?
Yeah.
Do you like to party?
No.
Thank you for listening, everyone. It's been a great run.
Are we plugging guests?
Go see them if you want to see them. If don't. Some of them have podcasts, some of them do. They're all good people. We never got anyone shit on the show, I don't think.
No. All the guests have been great.
We had one guest who I don't write. Who do you reckon it is? There's no one. I really like all of them, genuinely.
Okay. I had one who I thought didn't bring a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you want to tell me who?
No.
Go on, just beef it.
No.
Beef it.
No.
Beef it.
No, because what about yours? You've got one, surely.
All right, I'll name mine and you name yours. All right.
3, 2, 1.
And you? That was the worst episode. That was the worst episode.
That was absolutely the worst episode. I agree.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah.
Let's just promote my show.
Sean, you've got an Edinburgh show.
Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
2018.
Last year I did a show. Do you remember? I remember during the, as we were making the pod, I was preparing my last Edinburgh show.
This is disgusting to listen to.
I don't know what's happened.
You're just remembering your last Edinburgh.
And it was awful. And I hated comedy at the time.
No, say that again. No. Say that a bit. No, it's just.
No, leave it in.
It made me feel sick.
Good. It's challenging. During the last. In 2017, we sort of started out the podcast. I was preparing my Edinburgh show.
Yeah.
And I hated comedy at the time. Now, I hate comedy a bit less.
Oh, really? That's good.
And the last show turned out okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great that so many of the fans of the show came to see it.
You just looked to camera. You just did a little Jim from The Office.
That's your one, Jim.
Yeah, the American Office has overtaken the British one in my eyes.
In your eyes.
And my heart.
Good for you. This year's show should be good.
Yep.
Should be fun.
What is it? Sixth one?
Sixth hour of stand-up.
He hath returned.
The good Lord hath come. The Dark Lord hath returned. Sean McLaughlin, mm-hmm. Hail Mary is the name of the show.
Mm, okay. And so what time is that?
4:45 p.m., which feels early.
I think that's just when Edinburgh starts to kick it. That's the start of the like the normal evening shows, isn't
it? I think 4:40 for me though, that's the earliest I've ever been. I think it will be fine. Mm. But it's odd that people are gonna have a thing go, oh, what do we do? Should we go see Sean McLaughlin or should we watch Blue Peter? Like that. I don't know if that's
Blue Peter's still on.
Of course it's on.
Sean McLaughlin's still on.
Yes. I'm right here, boy.
Yeah.
It's at the Cabaret Voltaire in the main room, which is the big room. Probably a bigger room than I can frankly handle.
Let's wait and see.
Yeah. It'd be genuinely lovely if you could come. I'm very proud of a lot of it, and I will be proud of all of it by the time you listen to it. And I'm also taking it on tour probably next year in February, I think, booking in some solo dates all around the country.
I've heard good things.
Who have you heard them from?
From the internet.
Who said that on the internet?
Some girls on the internet are saying it's good.
Some girls on the internet are saying my show is good.
They saw your previews and said, good stuff, mate.
Yeah. I mean, if there's anything that the girls on the internet know, It's what is good stuff.
Yeah.
It'd be great if you could come. Maybe you'll hang around. If you're there the first week, me and Elliot will be hanging around together.
Yeah.
You come hang out with the Kings.
I'll be off my face, bro.
So I'm doing that. Go see all the other shows. Mainly come and see mine. Would be nice to see you. I'm also bringing out an album. I mean, am I allowed to plug things?
Of course you should.
I'm bringing out an album.
An album of all of his classic hits.
For a label.
A label, an official comedy album you've been
a label in America.
What a wonderful opportunity.
An astonishing opportunity that I've blown by including too many British references in the recording.
That's what they want there. They want you to be cutesy little British, man.
They love that. They know who Bodger and Badger are.
Yeah. They're gagging for a bit of Art Attack, aren't they? Yeah. What's a...
Oh my God, Art Attack is Heart Attack.
Holy shit. Has it always been that?
It's Heart Attack. It's a pun on Heart Attack. Smart is heart.
Wait, no. Art Attack. It is, isn't it?
It's Heart Attack.
They've done a pun on Heart Attack. Genuinely never realised that before.
I can't believe that.
That is fucking insane.
That's clever.
Listener, can you Google that?
Listener?
Just have a go.
Pop on Alta Vista. Google Art Attack. It would be. Art Attack. Of course it is. Well,
wait. Let's find it. Just hold on.
The phrase Art Attack doesn't exist.
Google it. Art. It is, isn't it? It's a joke on Heart Attack.
Why would you call a kid's art show named after something that probably killed members of their family?
That's crazy.
Let's wrap this bullshit up.
That really blew. If you've taken nothing else from this, listener, Art Attack is a pun of Heart Attack.
If we've made 25 episodes of a podcast and all they've taken from it is that Art Attack is a pun on Heart Attack, then... We're in trouble.
That's fucking crazy.
It's mad.
Wow.
So anyway, the key thing is I'm releasing an album.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I don't know when it's out. It should be good. I think we did the recording. It should be good. Stuff's happening.
Yeah.
Stuff's happening. Everybody, and as such, we're ending this podcast.
Keep supporting Sean McLaughlin.
But also, we have got some better news for you.
Yeah.
Than the ending of this podcast. Should we go into this now?
Yeah, we're acting very much like this is the absolute end of all things.
I think we sort of teased it earlier on.
Yeah.
We got a big announcement.
Yeah.
And I'm going to sip my coffee. I want you to do talking.
Okay. So, listener, you know when you're on a date and it's just reaching the end and you're paying the bill and you think, okay, it's time to go home. And then you get into your room and he slowly pulls their pants down and then... And then all the dust falls out and you go, oh, and then you look up and then their genitals are also there.
Okay.
And you're looking at the genitals and you think, oh, all right, that's what this episode of this podcast is. Because very soon we're about to make a new baby and this is how it happens. Sean?
I'm going to need to back this puppy up and ask you what the fuck you just said.
What?
What do you mean the dust falls out?
Of your pants.
Of your pants?
Yeah.
Is that why you are scared of your shorts being too short? Because the dust's going
to
come out.
I don't want you to see all of it coming out like a little Christmas town.
What Elliot is trying to say is that we are starting a new podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, furthermore than that, we have started a new podcast.
Whoa, motherfuckers!
If you go right now onto wherever you get podcasts and look up Sean and Elliot Read the Bible... There is an episode there. We have already begun.
We have started a new show. It's called Sean and Elliot Read the Bible.
And it is exactly what it says on the tin.
Exactly.
And my good friend, Elliot Brint, are reading the Bible.
What a great guy he is. He can grow a beard.
That's the new podcast.
Yeah.
It's still the same old heal your wounds, wackiness.
Yep.
The japes, the scrapes, the banter, the love, the loss.
Mm-hmm.
But all built around the framework of us rediscovering our love for our good Lord Jesus Christ.
That's not what it is. It's not that.
And we've got the Speckles back on board. They're writing a brand new song for us.
It's not that.
It's very graphic in its depictions of what homosexuality is like in hell.
Bullshit.
We can't wait to have you on board. I mean, it's $7.99 per episode.
Uh-huh.
Just send it straight to my PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait to have you on board.
It's some of that's true. It's we're taking the coloured sand that's in the heal your wounds jar, and we're just going to put it in a new jar. It's all the fun of the fair that you know already, but there's a tiny little sliver of a format in there somewhere.
Yeah, a little bit of a format, and also we just think it's really funny. We think it's going to be really funny.
Yeah, we've got some great ideas, and I think you're going to actually really love it.
Please listen.
Yeah, episode zero is currently available as we speak. So you can go and listen. It's like a, you know, 15-minute tease to introduce everything.
It's
and then episode 15. One will be...
It's longer than 15.
Longer than 15?
Definitely.
Oh, baby, I've heard that before.
No
more of that, thank you.
No, not with God present.
Speaking of which, do you feel like we need to start wrapping up and ending everything that's from this show so we don't bring it over?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think we have plenty more new jokes to think up.
Yep, new catchphrases.
I think it's time for us to dream it up all over again.
Yeah, so we're starting afresh. Maybe every time we reference something that was in Heal Your Wounds in the new show, in mm-hmm. Sean and Elliot Read the Bible. Sean, not spelt the way you're thinking. Elliot, not spelt the way you're thinking.
Yeah, that's
but
important.
Still, Google it.
Sean, S-E-A-N, Elliot, 1-L.
1-L, 1-T, E-L-I-O-T.
E-L-I-O-T, Bible, Q-U-apostrophe-R-A-N.
We really make fun of it. Again, oh, and also, that's another point. We're not making fun of Christianity here.
I am a Christian.
Yeah, you are. You've been like a lifelong one, so that means...
I mean, I'm not exactly a practicing Christian. I don't really know if I believe in all that bollocks.
Yeah, you're a freak. So,
but I'm, you know, I love the Bible, and that's why I want to. We wanted to go back through it again. But yeah. We're going to talk about this on the episode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go to the zero when we're done here. Okay, so let's quickly whip out and whop out everything we need to get out of a system.
I'm not going to whop anything out for you.
Okay.
There's enough dust in this room as is.
I'm so on heat. Okay, you ready?
Okay, so, go.
I'll be sad to miss that. I'm just going to be ashamed to get it out.
I think we'll end up doing that in the new one.
Do you think we will?
It's too funny. Oha.
Okay. All right, but we'll try not to, but we will.
Elliot Fallows is not my son, by the way.
Not a son. I'm not a little boy.
Not a little boy. Grown man.
Adult man. And
adult
I'll
man
be referenced as such from now on.
Hair.
Yep.
On his balls. All three of them.
Coated in dust.
On his dusty scrote.
Yeah. What do we say about you? You're sad and you're pathetic and you're a fucking weasel. Nobody loves you. You've got nothing going on. Your future's dim and dark and you're not that tall.
I'm pretty tall.
Fuck you, Sean.
Pleasure. Anything else? Shut up, Elliot. Elliot, don't apologise to me off mic. You've made your bed. You're the villain of this piece.
No, we're both heroes.
Thanks so much, everybody.
Thank you very much for listening and for your support. Go and enjoy the new show. It's going to be absolutely so fun, I promise you.
Let's just fucking whop out our big old schlongs.
Yeah.
And fuck this podcast right up into the sky.
Damn right.
Thanks. Free Tommy Robinson, everybody. See you soon.
I don't know what that is, but Sean and Elliot Read the Bible. Off you go right now. See you there. Possibly see you here at some point in the future. Who knows? Sean and Elliot Read the Bible. Go.
Bye.
That's all that's left of our love. To get stuck. That's all that's left of our love.
Have we healed? Have we I feel like we've changed on air, right?
Our wounds have been healed.
Hello, everyone. My name's Sean McLaughlin. And I'm doing a podcast. That was a very optimistic opening sentence from me. So some of you might be thinking, oh, this is going to be fun. It won't be. Welcome to Heal Your Wounds. This is the first full episode. We had some teasers before, but this is a full episode. And I'm the host. I'm Sean McLaughlin. Thank you for listening. And you might be thinking, who the fuck is Sean McLaughlin? I don't know. Well, I do know. It's me. And I'm a comedian. And I'm a person. And I'm doing this podcast. And I'm very proud of the podcast.
I think we did all right. You know, I hated the show for a lot of it, and I think in many ways that was our greatest strength.
It should be good. I know there's a lot of podcasts out there, and you might be thinking, why are you listening to, you know, why would you have to listen to this one? And the truth is, I don't really know why you would. I'm doing it because I have an agent, and me and him talked, and we're kind of out of ideas about how to progress my career.
I'm bringing out an album.
An album of all of his classic hits.
For a label.
But that's... No reason not to do it, right? Maybe, who knows? The key thing is that every episode we're going to be interviewing funny comedians, and we're going to be interviewing like people from society who are interesting, and I'm not doing it alone. I've got a person who I view, first of all, as a colleague, and then as a friend.
Okay.
So if you're listening going, I don't want to listen to this guy, you don't have to, because I've got a producer and his name is...
I was like, little shy little boy, the little boy you're trying to make me out to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I own you.
Producer Elliot. Hello, Elliot.
Hello, Sean, and everyone else.
Oh, lovely stuff. That is the voice of a man who knows how to be a host.
That's right.
That's right.
But I won't be. I'll happily settle for sidekick.
Oh, best sidekick I've ever had.
Thank you.
How do you own me?
No, I've got you wrapped around my ring finger, mate.
I've never really had one before, though.
Okay, then.
Do you count pets as sidekicks?
I think I rank somewhere in the middle of pets, so I'm not as good as a dog, I'm better than a parrot.
I like that.
Elliot Fallows.
Elliot Fallows, follow him on Twitter. You're my producer, you're now also my confidant, and I mean, we're butting heads creatively about this podcast.
In a great way.
In a great way, but we are pushing each other hard.
The work that's gone into this, the blood, the sweat.
Podcast. Cheers.
Tears?
Not yet.
Not yet. I imagine later.
Joy. Tears of joy.
Tears of joy.
When we get that 1 millionth listen for for this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We haven't even had a first episode out yet, but this is it.
This is it, guys. This is it. You're probably thinking, oh, this doesn't feel like it's that good. It is that good.
It is.
It is.
It is. You're an idiot.
You're the moron. I'm sick of you. Turn this off.